This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Is the Congress in play, the Senate and House of Representatives? Could they switch parties? We've been focusing on races around the country where Republican incumbents are fighting to hold on to their seats. In Nevada, it's the retirement of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, which has produced a very tight three-way race. Three-term Republican candidate Congressman Joe Heck is balancing his recent decision to withdraw support from his Republican presidential candidate, Mr. Trump, without alienating his base. His opponent, Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto, previously served as Attorney General of Nevada, would be the first ever Latina to serve in the Senate if elected. Joe Shaneman is host and senior producer of KNPR's State of Nevada. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi.
So this is a really tight race, and Reid doesn't have any coattails here. His departure leaves it completely open, or Nevada is a Republican state last time I checked?
Nevada is kind of a purple state right now. The major cities, the Reno area in Las Vegas, are really heavily Democratic. And they are the major population centers. And right now, for the first time in several months, Catherine Cortez Masto is leading in the latest polls by 2 points over Heck, which is within the margin of error. So it could go either way. But this is the first time she's ever led. And Reid might be leaving, but he has what's called the Reid machine here in full force. And that is basically he being the puppet master over the money and the machinations of the political machinery here in Nevada. And he's trying very hard to get Catherine Cortez Masto elected.
And that's alive and well. That whole machine is alive and well, even as the GOP is in disarray because of the Trump phenomenon.
It is. And there's a lot of and Heck has put himself sort of in the middle of that disarray when after the Access Hollywood video came out. Heck had a rally where he said that he was sort of disavowing Trump and wanted him to pull out. He was booed at this rally. Now there's speculation that people who might have supported him because of his support for Trump won't come out and vote, and that might have put her ahead. Meanwhile, both are spending money, you know, like drunken sailors.
Oh, yeah.
Cortez Masto has spent some $5.5 million by mid-September. PACs, outside PACs, have spent about $10 million on her behalf. The numbers are roughly the same for Heck. The total money spent is $25 million. By the time the election is over, they expect it to be $50 million, which is sort of on par of what was spent 6 years ago.
Does Mitch McConnell have a machine that can help Heck?
Mitch McConnell is part, or there's a super PAC supported by Mitch McConnell that is pouring money into Heck's campaign. So that's a connection. They really want him to win here. This is the key state, they believe, for control of the U.S. Senate.
And what about what's going on next door in the state of Utah? Does Evan McMullen have any sort of crossover interest in the sizably Mormon state of Nevada?
The crossover there really isn't so strong. People here there is a Mormon contingent, obviously, in Nevada. Basically, the city of Las Vegas was founded by Mormons. But it's an extremely diverse community these days. I mean, with some 2.2 million people, roughly a quarter of those people are from here. Almost everybody here is an immigrant from a different state or a different country. So it plays less of a part.
And are you want to call this race? You want to call? What do you think? With 2 weeks out.
Boy, it is too close to call. The attack ads make both candidates seem like demons in certain ways. So it all depends. If people are paying attention, if they're doing their research, it's going to be very, very close.
Joe Shaneman is in the vortex in Nevada. There he's host and senior producer of KNPR State of Nevada. Thanks so much, Joe.
You're welcome.